This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Thank you once again for inviting us into your home or wherever you view this particular program. We would love to be there in person, but what a joy it is that you have invited us to be a part of your time. This first headline really concerns me and all of America. Ross Perot, remember him? He says the United States is headed for disaster. He's talking about an economic cancer. Well, you remember when President Ronald Reagan was in the White House? Oh my, we all repeatedly said, thank you, Lord, for this great leadership that we had there. Well, we all recognize him. Let's take a look at his picture here. Once again, what a delight he was, and what a great president he was. He brought us out of economic disaster, actually. And, you know, Jack, you wanted to remark about this president, I believe.
I'll never forget the day I received a letter from this great president. And he said, Jack, your videos and books have made me realize what is coming to America, perhaps in the next generation, the Battle of Armageddon. Thank you for all I've learned through what you've written and spoken. And I'll tell you, one day I read in the paper how he said, I believe that Armageddon is ahead in the next generation. And we're going to try to show you that today.
And of course, we all know that former president candidate Ross Perot feels very, very concerned and has warned about an economic cancer. And he went on to say, I'm not happy about this. There you see him, Ross Perot. The U.S. is headed for disaster 20 years after he upended the presidential race. The Texas billionaire is painfully saying that we're hemorrhaging in red ink. I think we'll all agree with that one. And it's a very, very serious problem. And, you know, Jack, you agree with him totally on this.
Oh, that's why James chapter 5, verse 4 says they've heaped together treasure for the last days. And now they're weeping and wailing because they're going to lose it all. That is the picture of many millionaires and billionaires, even at this hour in America and around the world. And Revelation 18, verse 17 says, in 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught.
It's not only the economy are we very, very concerned about, but this next headline, if you will take a look, Pakistan's nuclear weapons vulnerable to theft. Now, they've been putting and moving their nuclear weapons on low security vans, and we're saying, oh my, this is a real serious problem. We need to be protecting those, Jack.
And it's serious because that nation among the 57 Muslim nations is the only one that has atomic weaponry at this moment. And if somebody steals it, you can be sure these Islamic terrorists are going to use it, especially on the United States of America. And Zephaniah 1:18 says, the whole land shall be filled by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. And Revelation 9:18 says, by these three was a third part of men killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. Nuclear war. God save and help America.
Oh, yes, Jack. We're going to another country now, and I think that you will recognize the seriousness of this. Egypt, considering violating peace treaty with Israel. I know that this is a great, great concern. It should be a great concern, right, Jack?
And it's going to be a horrible day because the Bible in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 mentions Israel as being the battleground of the world, which is part of the Armageddon campaign of Revelation 16:16.
Well, you know, Jack, I just see Israel time after time, Jew time after time, in these headlines.
Yes.
It's such a serious Bible prophecy coming to pass. And then again, going over to Iran, and we're going to consider Ahmadinejad. Israel's existence is an insult to all humanity. Can you believe that he would give such a report? And then Saudi textbooks teach annihilation of Jews. Now, there you have another country hating the Jew. They're certainly in the headlines, like the Bible has pointed out they would be. And Jack, it's all happening right now.
The Egyptian Brotherhood says we have one goal, and it's holy jihad, and jihad means war. And they're getting ready, believe me. In fact, the one who lines up with Russia for the Arab world is the king of the south, Daniel 11:40, and that's Egypt. And oh, I feel sorry for the Jewish people. Jesus, when he was here, said, "The day cometh that whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service," in John 16, verse 2. And that's why Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it." It's the time of Jacob's trouble, and Jacob changed his name to Israel, 2 Kings 17:34. And again in Daniel 12, 1, it says, "There shall be a time of trouble such as never was for the Jew." But God promises them, "I'll deliver you out of it." And Israel is going to stand forever because God, Yahweh, says in Isaiah 56, verse 5, "I'll give Israel an everlasting name." No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, yes, Jackie. You know, in Egypt, they are becoming even more precise. I'd like you to see what I'm talking about in this next headline, please, Egypt's Brotherhood. Heads urge jihad for Jerusalem. They're not just pointing at Israel, they're pointing at an exact place that they want to have this jihad, and that is Jerusalem. They hate the Jewish people, Jack.
God, sitting in the heavens, says, "Jerusalem belongs to my people, chosen people, the Jews," Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. That's why our God says in Psalm 2, verse 6, "I will set my king," that's Jesus, "on the holy hill of Jerusalem. Sing and rejoice, you daughters of Jerusalem." Why? "I, the Redeemer, Christ, will come and dwell among you," Zechariah 2:10. "Christ's feet hit the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem," Zechariah 14:4, "when he comes to rule and reign." And where does he sit as he rules and reigns? Not in Iran, not in Saudi Arabia, not in any Muslim country, in Jerusalem. Listen to this in Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Gabriel, the angel, is speaking to the Virgin Mary. He says, "Your son shall be great, and he shall become the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem, and of his kingdom there shall be no end," along with giving Israel that everlasting name. Hallelujah.
You sound very positive about that,
oh,
Jack.
Yes.
The Bible's very, very clear.
And it's over Jerusalem that World War III begins, when they divide it. Joel chapter 3, verse 2.
Someone said to me today, "You know, Rexella, I know all about Jesus. It's not enough to know about him. Do you know him? I know all about a lot of people, but I don't know them." Have you ever asked Jesus to be your Savior? You want him as your Savior. That's why he came, to be your Savior. He wants you to know him as your Savior. Will you open your heart? He'll bring peace to you, forgive you your sins, and bring peace in a troubled world. Jack, would you pray that prayer?
I like what you said, Rexella. Yes, God sent his son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14, look at me and pray it then. Precious Jesus, Savior, only Savior, I have sinned, and I'm sorry, and I want to be cleansed. And your blood, the Bible tells me, will cleanse me if I receive you. Jesus, come into my heart now. Take away my sin. Wash me through your precious holy blood this very moment. I claim you this day for salvation in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's the most important prayer you ever prayed. There's my address. Let me know about it. I'll get this in the mail as soon as I hear from you. First steps in a new direction. And I just want to say, friends, the Bible, of course, may be old, but its truths are always new. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,